Jesus wrote no books. He left no buildings or monuments. What he left behind was a community. This was his monument. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." He used this image to describe the community he founded. This is a simple illustration of unity, closeness, and interdependence. The branches need the vine. The branches die when they are cut from the vine. Just as the branches need the vine, so we need Christ. The vine also needs the branches. The branches produce fruit. This means Christ needs us. We are his branches. He depends on us to produce fruit in the world. Vines need to be pruned every year if they are to bear fruit. If the courage to prune is lacking, only leaves will grow. Jesus didn't ask us to be successful, only to be fruitful. The word success never appears in Scripture. What we have instead are the word fruitful and the phrase bearing fruit. Success comes from control and power. Fruitfulness comes from weakness and vulnerability and often goes unrecognized and unrewarded. An infirmed and sick person may not be able to do anything, but could still be a fruitful member of the community through prayer. Most important of everything is the virtue of love. This is what makes us fruitful. By this, all will know that we are the living branches of the true vine. There is a bond that exists between us, and there is care that we are to show for one another. People do ask these questions. Why should I go to church? Why can't I worship God on my own, in my own way, and on my own time? And I have shared from this pulpit before that these are questions that I have been continuously asking myself for the past 45 years. Being a Catholic layman, Catholic priest, Catholic friar. And those are good questions because those are questions that help one to grow one's faith. When I entered the Franciscans more than 23 years ago, I wrote in my diary the day after I entered. I wrote, "Yesterday I had one brother, now I have 145. We do need one another. From the earliest times, following Jesus was never a private or personal matter. Christians came together to profess faith in Jesus Christ and to live by his teachings. Belonging to a community enabled them to support one another by praying and worshiping together and by taking care of one another through love. Christ gave himself when he said, 'I am the vine, you are the branches.' The vine and branches are one. We are Christ's witnesses. The witness of an individual is powerful. However, the witness of a community is more powerful, and we know that we are the living branches of the vine. This is the bond that God calls us to each and every day. This does require faith and a response to the faith. Response to the faith is, yes, I am able to see Christ in the person next to me. I am able to see Christ in the one who is asking me for money, or Christ in the neighbor who is ill, even in seeing Christ in the one who cuts us off in the parking lot. We are called to be a community, and this is St. Andrew Catholic Church. It can become quite disheartening to know that sometimes people like to shop around and don't stay. But we are still the community. We are called to live our faith, and we're called to come and worship God in one voice. So as we continue to pray for this liturgy, let's continue that we open our ears to the Word of God. Be ready to receive the body and blood of Christ, so we may see Christ in one another, and to build the community that we are called. Even in the Acts of the Apostles, a few weeks ago, it says we are called to be a community of one heart and one mind. Sounds beautiful on paper, but how much are we willing to risk our own vulnerability to make that happen by respecting each other?